President Trump says he would feel a little phony if he had a dog, okay? Lara Trump recently encouraged her father-in-law to adopt a dog. And so, you know, he said, I'm not really into dogs like that.
I agree with him. Here's a person that don't really like taking care of people.
So,
and last thing he knew is a damn dog.
Yeah.
That dog would be so misused.
It's best that he doesn't.
No, for real.
We used to sing a dog in the White House, but we really are.
If man don't like him, man's best friend really don't like him. Man,
don't nobody care nothing about whether Donald Trump got a dog or not. Right. Please, man.
Yeah. It's too much going on anyway.
No, they're used to seeing the dog in the White House.
Yeah, we are.
The Obamas the right?
Yeah. We ain't got no room for no dog in this White House. We got so many damn criminals up here. We done replaced the dogs with inmates. Man, we got criminal charges. Manafort, plea deal getting taken from him. He does up in that line. Trump done told 5,000 lies since he been in office.
Well, these people lied because they thought they were going to get pardoned and stuff, you know, so they didn't think about it.
But now they got busted lying.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, so no dog, huh?
Nah.
You still have your dog, Steve? You like dogs now.
You know, we have dogs. I'm not really a dog person, but our dogs are really, really well trained, so they're very, very tolerable. You know, I just wish, I just, you know, the thing about having a dog, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yes, it's like having a kid.
The vet bills is amazing.
Yes.
To use the bathroom, you still got to take him out.
Yeah, or else.
You got to walk him.
Yeah.
He cannot feed himself. Mm-mm. So you got to feed him.
It's responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired, man. I didn't raise my kids. All my kids can feed themselves, work, eat. They know how they all of them potty trained.
What?
Yeah, I don't need nothing else. I don't want no dog.
Carla, you still have your dog, right?
Fancy. Yes, Fancy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, Fancy. Mm-hmm.
Big bear. Big ass Doberman walking around the house.
Oh, uh-huh. you do have your dog, Steve.
Yeah, the Doberman.
Bear. Yeah, I seen Bear.
Yeah, Bear, he a little bit, he a lot, though.
Where was Bear when we were at your house for your birthday? Thank God you had him put up.
Yeah, he was probably put up.
Thank God.
Yeah. Because Shirley, you don't like dogs.
No, but you know what? This year I've made it a decision to try to like dogs, to try to get over my fear of dogs.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
I did. I'm.
You scared of all dogs, little dogs. Everything.
Yeah, I am. And the thing about it is that I like them, but I have some sort of unnatural fear, and they always sense it, and they are always all over me. They love me, but I'm gonna try and get hypnotized or something to get rid of it.
Hypnotized.
Yeah, because you can get hypnotized. It's called fear of dogs. It's called cinephobia, something like that. It's a phobia.
That ain't being scared of movies.
Cinephobia.
Cinephobia.
That's not what that is.
But anyway,
so did something happen to you, Shirley, as a little kid?
I mean,
kid or
you
something?
Know, they were just loose dogs were all over our neighborhood. And, we lived in the third floor of our apartment building in Chicago. The second floor had a huge, gigantic, very mean and vicious German Shepherd who would get out and chase me. I never got bitten or anything like that, but it was very, very close.
Scared.
Yeah, and dogs were all over the place. So. Yeah, I never had a good experience with them. But I like them, and I want to get over it. So I'm going to get hypnotized. I'll let you know when it happens.
Oh, okay.
Please do.
I've had dogs all my life.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll make me get a dog. I don't know. I'll have to see. Because like Steve said, it's a big responsibility. Yeah.
It is.
Shirley, you do not need that.
You don't think so?
No. You don't need to own a dog. And you ain't even got over being scared of him. That dog be sitting over on the wall going, damn.
She don't speak. She done went out of town. And
she
left
don't
the
hold
dog.
Me. Yeah.
No. So, but that's what I want to do. That's my biggest fear, touching them.
Touching them? Girl, you got a pet dog.
And
the dog.
I don't like touching them. What, Junior? I hate you. What did you just say?
So Nesto and the dog ain't eating.
Both she of them just nothing. Starving to death.
Well, the dog food, that's simple, right? You just rip open a bag and pour it in.
Right, yeah.
You don't have to cook anything for the dog. That'd be
easy.
You
don't tell her to cook anything?
But I don't know. I just want to get over it. Oh, I'm tired of being afraid.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to pet the dogs. Dogs need love and attention. You got to.
Yeah, and they give
do
it.
Do all that.
But, I mean, that's part of, I would think that would be part of the process.
So does Nesty.
That would be part of the process, to learn how to touch them and love them and, you know, people cuddle with them and
yeah,
stuff
see,
like that.
Yeah, you don't need to own a dog to do that, because if it don't work out for you, now you done bought this damn dog, now he just over there in the cage.
Oh.
He in maximum security.
I wouldn't put him in a
you
cage.
You let him
get out
for one
soon.
Hour a day for
oh, no.
exercise.
I wouldn't put him in a cage. Oh, you have to? Why? You have to put your dog. I know people that don't put dogs in cages.
Our dog has. He stays in a room at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Our dog is
just in a little bit. He's gonna be roaming the house at night.
He should be roaming.
What do you mean in a little bit?
You know, he's got to get a little bit older.
Oh, when he gets older.
Yeah, that's what he's a great dog.
Okay. Now, do you kiss your dog and all that? I know people kiss
my
dogs.
My dog better not put his mouth nowhere near me. I don't let him lick my hand. Get your ass right.
I don't kiss my dog. I hug my dog.
Oh, you hug
him?
Yeah.
Your dog? Yeah, I hold my dog and everything.
Do you,
hold
it? Oh, man. Does your dog sleep in the bed
with you guys?
Well, it's a
Yorkie, so it's a little bitty dog. I don't have a big dog like Steve.
Oh. Does your dog sleep in the bed with you?
No.
Oh. Steve?
No. I wish this big ass dog would, bro. He's not, no, his ass not allowed in the bedroom. Our dog is trained not to get on any furniture.
Oh, okay.
No, don't put your paws up on it. He's trained that way.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You're a dog, man.
Yeah.
Caesar, what's the guy from the dog?
Oh, the dog whisperer.
Caesar Milan. Mm-hmm. He came to our house to train him one day. We ended up using another trainer.
Uh-huh.
But Caesar Milan told us the biggest mistake that pet owners make, dog owners, mm-hmm. is they try to treat them like they're humans. They said that dogs really enjoy being dogs.
Oh.
They want to be a dog. Mm-hmm. That's what they are naturally.
That makes sense.
They like discipline. They like, because they like to please master. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for saying that. That makes me feel better. All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.